Well, we're moving on up.
We're moving on up.
To the east side.
We're moving on up.
To a deluxe apartment in the sky. We're moving on up.
Moving on up.
To the east side.
Moving on up.
We finally got a piece of the pie. Fish don't fry in the kitchen. Just to get up that hill. Now we're up in the big leagues, getting our turn at bat. As long as we live, it's you and me, baby. There ain't nothing wrong with that. Forever moving on up,
moving on up
to the east side, to a deluxe apartment.
In the bedroom. Florence just vacuumed in here.
So what? I'm a clean sleeper.
George.
Look, Weezy, it's Sunday. I ain't doing nothing today but relaxing. Now, I got my pillow. I got my... What happened to my beer?
Don't ask me.
Did you take my beer?
Oh, is that yours? I poured that out.
You what? That was good beer.
Sure was. I poured it into me.
Ain't nothing sacred around here.
Do you want me to fix the sandwiches now, Miss Jefferson?
Yes, please, Florence.
Good, because I'm hungry.
George, they are not for you. Helen and Jenny are coming down here. We are helping Jenny pick out her china pattern.
Oh, sure. That kind of work makes you real hungry. Why'd you invite them down here anyway?
Because I thought you'd be down at the store. Can't you find something to do?
I got something to do.
Good. What is it?
Nothing. And I need all day to do it.
Hello, Mr. Bentley.
Good morning, Mrs. Jefferson. Is the master at home?
Yes.
Oh, good. May I speak with him?
No.
Well, there you are. I'll bet you're wondering what to do with yourself today, eh?
No, I ain't.
Good, because I met this fellow at the UN, a charming chap with the Greek delegation, Nick Dapapopoulos. No, it's Dick Napadopoulos, or is it Papadopoulos?
Bentley!
Anyway, this Greek geezer said he could get me tickets to anything, and I told him I'd love to see the play Chicago.
Weezy, why'd you let him in?
Unfortunately, he thought I said I'd love to see Chicago play. So, he got me 3 tickets to the Chicago Bears football game with the Jets, but I can't go today.
Oh, why didn't you give them back?
I couldn't. He was recalled to Greece in a bit of a hurry as a result of a naval incident.
That sounds serious.
Yes, he tried to remove a ruby from a Turkish belly dancer's belly button.
Why are you telling us this on my day off?
Well, I thought you might be able to use the tickets. I know how you love a good scrap.
Not today, Bentley. Today, I'd appreciate a little peace and quiet.
Are you sure?
Sorry, Bentley, no sale.
Oh, Mr. Jefferson.
No.
Mr. Jefferson,
no.
Wait. Mr. Jefferson, they're very good seats, he said. High up in the very last row. That way you don't have to look up when they throw the ball in the air.
The only play I want to see is the Jefferson touchdown on that sofa.
George, can't you please move your nap to the bedroom?
I got a better idea. Why don't you move your lunch to the kitchen?
I can't serve the Willis's lunch in our kitchen.
We'll serve it in their kitchen.
Hi.
Oh, hi. Come in.
Hi, Louise. I hope we're not too early.
Wrong as usual.
Oh, hello there, Mr. Jefferson.
Oh, I didn't know you'd be here today, George.
Oh, that makes 2 of us. I didn't know you'd be here either.
How's Tom?
I don't know. I'm not speaking to him.
Finally wised up, huh?
Daddy is not himself today.
Why? What happened?
We went to a party last night, and Tom behaved like an idiot.
I thought you said he wasn't himself.
Just ignore him. What happened?
Remember I told you about the last party we went to, where Tom had too much to drink?
The one where he gave his impersonation of Jacques Cousteau.
How'd he do that?
He stood on his head in the punch bowl.
Well, two drinks are Tom's limit. So before we left, he promised me that he wouldn't touch a drop. Then when he got there, he said he felt funny without something in his hand, so he ordered one martini just to hold.
Well, what was wrong with that?
Well, he held it for 2 minutes and then decided that his stomach could hold it better. As it turned out, his stomach held three of them.
Yeah, but not for long.
He spent the rest of the night in the bathroom. Girl, he turned green.
That's better than his normal color.
George, will you cut it out?
I'm paying him a compliment.
Hi, Tom. We were just talking about you.
He still looks white to me.
I'd like a quiet word with Helen.
Oh, well, come in.
Helen, my darling, I have a wonderful surprise for you.
You remember flushing the car keys down the toilet last night?
Oh, come on, Helen. Harry Bentley gave me tickets for the football game today. How about coming with me?
I'm in no mood to watch grown men getting paid for bumping into each other.
Oh, Helen, I said I was sorry.
Anybody can be sorry after he's done something. Why can't you be sorry before you do something?
What?
Oh, Tom, just go on to your football game, okay?
Hi. Hello, Stuff.
Hi.
Say, Lionel, how about you? I've got tickets for the Jets and Bears. You want to come?
Hey, that's a great... No, thanks, Mr. Willis. I'm going to stay here and help Jenny pick out our china.
Oh, that's all right. You don't have to stay just because of me.
Great. Besides, picking out china is women's work.
It's what?
What I mean is they do such a wonderful job. Come on, Lionel, let's go.
Are you sure you don't want me to stay here?
Oh, sure. Enjoy the game.
Okay.
George, why don't you go with him? The air will do you good.
If everybody would clear the hell out of here, I'd have all the air I need.
Lionel would like you to go with him. Wouldn't you, Lionel?
Well, not if he doesn't want... Oh, yeah. Hey, come on, Pop. It'll be a great game.
I ain't going to no game.
Look, we'll have a great time.
How are we going to get there? You know the cab's on strike. I ain't going on no subway.
No problem. They've got special charter buses going to the stadium.
I don't believe in buses.
Oh, come on. We'll let you ride up front.
Hey, Pop. Remember how you used to take me to the games when I was a little kid?
I don't want to go.
Oh, please, Pop. Hey, look, it'll be just like old times.
Yeah, it would, wouldn't it? Okay, you win. But you got to promise me one thing.
What's that?
You won't make me get up every 10 minutes to take you to the bathroom.
Oh, I'll never forget our first set of china.
Who picked out the pattern?
Texaco.
I think this pattern will look real good with the crystal.
Oh, ooh. Yeah, so do I.
Oh, what do you think, Jenny? Jenny? Mm-hmm. What do you think?
I think I'm going to get a drink of water. Well, somebody who's going to be getting all this nice stuff, she sure don't act too happy.
I better see if she's okay.
Jenny's probably just nervous. Weddings can do that to you, you know.
No, I don't know. The only time anybody ever asked me to pick out china, it was on a map.
Jenny, is there something wrong?
No, I'm just thirsty, that's all.
Well, you hardly said two words all afternoon. Now, what's bothering you?
Well, it's Lionel.
It's Lionel. What's he done?
Nothing.
Well, that explains everything.
Well, no, I don't mean it. It's Lionel. It's me.
What have you done?
Nothing.
Now, Jenny, if we're going to get to the bottom
of... I used to be so sure about Lionel and me, but now I'm scared.
Scared about what?
I don't know if I really love him.
Oh. Oh, my. You've just got the blues. That's all. You get over it.
No, I won't. I should have wanted Lionel to stay to help me pick out the china today, but why did I let him go?
Oh, there's nothing wrong with that.
Maybe I didn't want him around.
Well, I feel the same way about your daddy sometimes, but that doesn't mean I don't love him.
Yeah, but with you, it's different. You're an old married couple. For instance, the other day I was waiting at school for Lionel to pick me up. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, I got real scared. I couldn't picture his face. For a couple of minutes there, I honestly couldn't remember what he looked like.
Well, he's black. That ought to narrow it down.
This is nothing to joke about. I was beginning to think there was something wrong with my brain.
No, honey, there's something wrong with your feet.
What?
They're getting cold.
What does that mean?
It means, Jenny, that you've got a bad case of pre-marriage jitters.
No, it's not as simple as that. Last week, I almost went out with Michael Harding.
Who's Michael Harding?
Ooh, fine brother in my sociology class. Every girl I know wants to date him. Last week, he asked me.
Did you go?
No, I didn't.
Oh, well, that settles it. You didn't go out with him because you still love Lionel.
No, I think I didn't go out with Michael because I didn't want to upset his wife.
Are you serious?
Well, I don't know. Why don't I want Lionel around?
Mrs. Jefferson, I just went upstairs to see if... Oh, Mrs. Willis, you're here. What a relief.
It is. Why?
Because if you're here, it means you can't be there.
That's true.
You see, when I gave Mr. Willis the tickets, he said he was going to take you to the football game on the bus.
Oh, I didn't want to go.
Well, thank goodness for that. I was just listening to the police calls on my shortwave radio, and they said that a charter bus from Manhattan had crashed on the way to the stadium.
What?
Yes, they said a lot of people were badly hurt. Some of them killed, I'm afraid.
My God.
So you can see why I'm so glad you and Tom didn't go to that game.
But Tom did go.
So did George.
And Lionel.
They could all be on that bus.
I just want to find out if they're in the stadium. Yes, I know that you don't, but this is a matter of life and death. Yeah. Oh, please. Thank you. They're going to page them.
Thank goodness.
I've tried every station on the dial, and there's not one mention of the accident.
Shall I get my short wave? We might hear something more on the police calls.
Would you please?
Glad to. I'll be right back.
I'll never forgive myself. It's all my fault.
Oh, how can you say that, Louise?
Because I made George get out of the house. He didn't want to go to that football game. He just wanted to lie there on the couch.
Now, Louise...
I'd give anything to see him lying there on that couch, stretched out peacefully. I mean, sitting up, laughing and talking.
What am I doing here? Tom begged me to go with him. I should be out there with him.
Oh, please, please let them be in the stadium. All right, y'all come and get some coffee.
Oh, no, take it away.
Who can eat at a time like this?
Now, y'all listen to me. There's a cab strike in this city, ain't it? That means there must be 100 buses going to that stadium.
And our men were on one of them.
Well, 99 of them got there safe. So now just stop being hysterical. And why don't you have a little faith? You know he do answer prayer.
You're right. Thank you, Florence.
Yeah, hold it, hold it. Yes? Thank you. No one answered the page.
Oh, my God. They were on that bus.
No, I really wanted to see that game.
Me too.
Y'all knock it off. It ain't my fault we missed the bus.
It sure is. You were the one who said he was freezing and had to have some hot coffee.
Well, you the one said we had plenty of time.
For coffee. But then you had to go to the bathroom. And you took forever.
Look, when I go to the bathroom, I don't watch the clock.
Come on, Pop, admit it. You wanted us to miss that bus.
Well, I'd rather be sitting here with a cold glass than sitting in that stadium with a cold tail.
I'll have another Coke, please.
Coke? Why don't you have a real drink?
I'm respecting Helen's wishes.
You mean her orders?
No such thing. It was a mutual agreement between two intelligent, civilized people. I agreed not to drink so much, and Helen agreed not to kill me. Well, don't laugh. When you get married, you'll find that compromise is the only way to settle things.
Oh, don't listen to him, Lionel. He just don't know how to handle women.
And I suppose you do.
You're damn right. In our family, we all know who's boss, right, Lionel?
That's right, Mr. Willis. Whatever Mom says goes.
Well, Helen and I have a good marriage. Give and take all the way.
Yeah, you take whatever she gives.
Look, George, I am not afraid of Helen.
Prove it. Take a drink.
Well, I don't feel like one.
Chicken.
Well, Mr. Willis just doesn't want a drink. Now, that doesn't mean he's scared.
How do you think he got so white? His wife scared him into it.
I'll show you. Bartender, three scotches.
Oh, no, thanks. I'll stick with beer.
I'm still working on this one.
I wasn't ordering for you two.
All I want to know is if he was on that bus.
Car 27, we have a 10:30 at 75th and Madison. Please investigate.
That's a robbery in progress.
But I phoned all the hospitals. They said call the police. And now you won't tell me anything either. But I'm his wife. Thank you for nothing. They can't give us any information until they get the names of all the people on the bus.
I'm going out of my mind. When are we going to hear some news?
Well, like my daddy used to say, no news is good news. Unless, of course, you're waiting for a call from the governor. Well, I didn't say it. My daddy did.
Queens Boulevard. All cars in vicinity proceed immediately.
What's a 1010?
Oh, not to worry. It's just a murder.
Just a murder?
Oh, I didn't mean it like that. Murder is one of your best crimes. That is, it's one of the bigger crimes. It's very popular. That's not what I mean either. I mean,
This is car 93. Where's that ambulance? Poor slob's laying in the gutter bleeding like a stuck pig.
Mr. Bentley, take that radio in the kitchen. It's scaring the hell out of everybody.
But, Florence, we want to hear...
Don't worry. We'll listen for you. If there's any news, we'll holler.
You know, Florence, all this reminds me of Dr. Cheswick.
Who's Dr. Cheswick?
He's this friend of ours in London, and one summer he went on holiday to Brighton. When it was time for him to return, he phoned his family and told them he'd be arriving the next morning by rail. Well, that night they heard that the train had been in a wreck. They were up all night worrying about it. But as fate would have it, Dr. Cheswick hadn't taken the train. He'd decided to take the bus instead.
Wasn't he lucky?
Not really. It was the bus that the train hit.
Gonna call the police again. They must know something by now.
Oh, everything is gonna be all right, baby. Don't cry.
Oh, but I wanna cry. Makes me happy.
What?
I'm crying because I'm worried about Lionel. Isn't that just fantastic?
I don't understand.
Well, it proves that I love him.
I guess it does.
I know one thing. I'll never forget what Lionel looks like again. Oh, Lionel, Lionel.
You must really love him. Because your daddy's out there, too, and you haven't mentioned him at all.
Oh, Mama, I'm sorry. I love Daddy. I'm worried about him, too.
Oh, of course you are, baby. I understand.
Nothing. They still won't give us any information.
It's not fair. Here we are, safe and sound, and our men could be out there somewhere in terrible pain.
I don't know about you guys, but I'm feeling no pain at all.
Well, Willis, you coming?
No, you two go ahead. I'll wait for Helen upstairs.
Are you going to stand up to that woman or not?
I certainly am.
Good. Open the door, Lon.
Hey, Pop, I forgot my keys.
Oh, you don't need a key. I'll break the door down. Well, that was easier than I thought.
Lionel!
Tom, you're...
That's right, Helen. I've been drinking. What do you think of that, madam?
I think it's wonderful.
George, you were right.
I told you I know how to handle women.
Mr. Jefferson. Oh, Lionel, I love you. I love you. I do. I love you.
Yeah, Jenny, I already know that.
No, you don't. This is all new.
Oh, yeah? Well, let's go talk about it in private, huh?
Oh, Mr. Jefferson, you know.
Oh, Lionel!
Oh, thank you, Lord!
Lionel! Oh, George, you are right!
Oh, Mr. Willis!
You know, I never thought I'd say this, Mr. Jefferson, but I sure am glad to see you.
Mr. J, you're alive!
Of course I'm alive!
Oh, Tom, I'm so glad you weren't hurt on that bus.
What bus?
The bus to the game. There was a bad accident, and we thought you might be killed.
Oh, we didn't go to the game.
You didn't?
No. George made us miss our bus, so we spent the afternoon at Charlie's bar.
You missed the bus?
Yeah, well...
And you spent the afternoon down at Charlie's bar?
Yeah, but...
And you didn't call to let us know?
Stand up for George.
You just stay out of this. Now listen,
we were up here worried to death, and you were down there having fun.
Go on, tell her off.
Look, Weezy, I didn't mean it. Honest, I'm sorry.
That's telling her, George. Sure, who's boss?
Tom.
What?
Shut up.
Yes, dear.
Look, I said I was sorry. What do I have to do to make it up to you?
You and Tom will sit there at that table and pick out some China patterns.
We'll be glad to do it.
Oh, sure.
You are not helping anybody. You're going to do it all by yourselves.
What?
What's sauce for the goose is sauce for the turkey. Come on, Helen, we're going out.
Where you going?
Maybe to the movies.
Maybe to a discotheque.
Hey, why don't y'all try that singles bar around the corner? You might get lucky.
Thank you, Florence.
Hey!
Hey yourself, now it's your turn to worry.
I say, I rather like this pattern here. Don't you like that?
You and your football.
You're the one who started this whole thing.
Oh, George.
Get it, George.
What's that?
I don't hear a thing.
The Jeffersons was recorded on tape in front of a studio audience.